ever notice the last note of a songbird's trill? It dances along through the air, flowing through your ear to your brain, and then it's gone. We never really stop to notice that last note because the bird sings again. But what about when that last note is the last note? In 1987, David Boynton, a field biologist, was standing in the lush, vivid green forest of Kauai, Hawaii, when he heard the distinctive call of a Kauai o'o bird. It hadn't been seen since 1985. He excitedly whipped out his recorder and recorded the last few notes of its song. And once that last note had died, that last note was the last note ever heard by that species of bird. Mosquito-transmitted diseases, the introduction of mammalian predators, deforestation, and two hurricanes back-to-back within 10 years of each other had destroyed so many of the bird's ancient nesting trees with all the nooks and crannies to hide in that it failed to thrive. The o'o has a very loud and distinctive call, and intensive surveys that occurred from 1989 to 2000 with very special listening equipment failed to detect any note of its song. So, in 2021, that little small bird was declared extinct by the United States Fish and Wildlife Service. Many people who listen to the final recording say it's quite haunting. The male bird is calling for a female with its loud, whistling song, and she'll never come. Let's listen to it together. We know it's sad, but pretending there wasn't a last note doesn't change the fact that it happened. The same thing happens in our own lives and in our own bodies. Just like the o'o song, there are countless experiences within our lives as we live them and capabilities in our bodies as we move them that we can take for granted or overlook until they're gone. We work with many sick, frustrated people who have lost body functions that we all take for granted. While you're hearing this, you are doing things and surrounded by things that are good. Even taking out the garbage, which can be such a frustration, is full of so much goodness that you have hands that can grab a bag and hold it, you have a brain that knows where to go, and you have a body that will get you there. Something as mundane as taking out the garbage can become a moment of deep, overwhelming gratitude for everything that is good in your body and your life right now. We need to learn to look even more intentionally for the good things. We'll look at the cellulite or lymphedema swelling in our legs with disgust. But our legs still work. They let us walk around and move and go where we want to go, and that's such a good thing. We'll look at the wrinkles around our eyes and shake our heads, but those wrinkles mean we had something to smile about. And seeing the wrinkles as their own good blessing goes far beyond the aesthetic-focused fixation on wrinkles that marketing companies have taught us to hate and not celebrate. Wrinkles mean we're blessed to live. Just like there was that last note for the o'o, there's a last run, a last walk, last conversation with a loved one, even what feels like a last good night's sleep if you're a new mom. Yes, this has a sober note to it, and that pun's intended. But it's necessary to push back future regret. It can also add a really deep richness to our lives. It can be a powerful rallying cry to start showing up every day looking for all the good things you're currently overlooking in your body and in your life. And it can change moments of frustration to moments of deep gratitude. Yes, it's hard to notice good things in very frustrating or overwhelming seasons, or with hard changes, or with challenging health circumstances. We so deeply know that personally. This does not make light of them or how complex it is to move forward. But we believe now more than ever, it's important to look for the good things that still surround us, even in the hardest moments. They carry us ahead and prevent us from everything we'll miss if we're only looking back. We're hearing more birds here in California this week. They're back. And as spring spreads its colorful growth around us, we hope you're hearing birds too. And now, they can remind you to pause and be grateful for something good you're enjoying right now in that moment that you would miss if it was gone. Eyes that see, ears that hear, a puppy who loves your snuggles, a cat that never fails to remind you who's the boss, people, a view, a really good sweaty run, or a tree that makes you smile inside when you walk by it because it's so strong and beautiful. A nice deep stretch on the floor. Seriously, you'll have a last time of getting down on the floor, or having the ability to mop your own floors, or having hands that can stir cookies or embroider a towel or stretch for a pickleball shot. There's a fragile preciousness to our lives and to our bodies. And instead of making us sad or fearful, it can make us wildly intentional, embracing every moment with deeper gratitude and awareness. It can be such a powerful shift. And we care about you and how you experience this life in your body, so we're urging you to lean into that this week. Listen for the songbirds, and when you hear them, be reminded there are good things in your life and in your body to cherish right now.